this thing that you can put a baby in has wheels on it?
Stroller.
Yes, ma'am. If you had one of those, you say, might say, well, I think I'm going to put the baby in the stroller and go out.
Well, I'd walk and I'd put him out in the yard or something.
Yes, ma'am.
Or go shopping, maybe.
And you would say that a man's children would consist of his sons and his
daughters.
What about a woman who's going to have a child pretty soon? You say she's
expecting.
Ever heard any other words used for that?
Well, yeah, I heard some older words, way older words. But they always used to say she's in family way, or she done broke a leg.
She broke a leg.
That's right. Something like that. But they have a more, you know, nicer word now. They say she's expecting, you know, something like that.
Back then, would people ever use the word pregnant? You think it'd be considered all right to say that nowadays?
Pregnant? Oh yeah, pregnant is a better word.
Mm. What about back then, if you didn't have a doctor available, could you call on anybody to help you out?
Yeah, well, you call some of your nearest friends. You know, they had midwives for expecting them. And that's most of what we always did here.
Say if this expression, if a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father, and if his nose is shaped about the same, you say that that boy, his father,
is exactly like his father. He's, I don't know what name.
Favors.
And he favors his father. You might would say he favors his father most. He maybe got eyes like his father, his mouth or nose maybe like his father. He favors him most.
Have you ever heard any what you thought might have been kind of a mean or nasty word that a person would use if he was talking about a child that was born to an unmarried woman?
Yes, there have been, you know, ugly words or maybe words they could have, you know, done without.
Yes, ma'am. If they had to talk about it, what would they usually refer to it as?
Well, sometimes people say a best.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think that's altogether the proper word. But some people, you know, would say that.
Never heard him called a woods cold, an outside child.
Oh, they call that an outside child all the time. They really say that.
It's kind of dark, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's been raining. Right on the bed. Some people, all they want to do is quilt them and they use them like that, but I always hear mine.
I'd ask you about a few greetings, like about this time of day. How would you greet somebody if you met them down the street, just somebody that you knew?